The big news of today that we can't believe we haven't gotten to yet, this is one of the most universal recommendations in all of public health. Floss your teeth every day to prevent gum disease and cavities. The federal government in the past has told you to floss. The American Dental Association has told you to floss. Dentists and hygienists give their patients floss for free. The problem, it turns out, is that we don't know it works. The federal government has removed its flossing advice from its website because there is not enough scientific evidence that flossing is effective. Seattle dentist Dr. George Knutson, welcome to you.
Thank you.
The people who don't floss are ecstatic right now. Doctor, we're off the hook, right?
Well, maybe you are, but I certainly my patients won't be. I think it's rubbish. I think, you know, the old saying, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Well, we see a lot of people who don't do it who could have used that prevention. Ask people who deal with the public every day, and you'll find out a different story.
Well, yeah, you deal with it every day, and I've seen the before and after signs, all the people pushing me to do it, except the scientific evidence is really scant. The studies supporting flossing were poorly done. Some of them were funded by floss manufacturers. What gives?
Well, there are people that don't need it. There are not very many of them, but there are. But ask specialists, especially the dental hygienist. My God, what have you done to them? They have to deal with this, you know, every 6 months, and with people with disease every 3 months. It's people that have serious joint replacements or heart valve replacements. Many people, they can lose these their heart valve. They can lose their joint replacement if they get bacteria in their bloodstream, and that's what plaque has on it.
Well, why do you think the results in favor of flossing haven't been more resounding and clear?
Well, it's hard to measure, that's for sure, because everybody's different. You know, some people don't form tartar. Most people do. Some people's plaque has the right, wrong kind of bacteria in it. It's hard to say, but we see it all the time. And decay in between your teeth, that's where it usually starts. So what are you going to do there? Just leave that stuff sitting there? I don't know. It's crazy.
So you're still recommending that people floss. Is it because you're sure that flossing will overall prevent gum disease and cavities? Or are you just saying, it can't hurt?
No, I'd say it's an ounce of prevention that will save you a lot of grief in the future.
And I've heard some advice. Do you confirm this, that we shouldn't saw back and forth? We're doing it wrong?
Well, if you're doing that, you are. But we always teach them to go up and down on the tooth. But, if you're not doing it right, it's not going to work. But we heartily recommend it because we've seen the problems that it can occur if they don't keep them clean.
Seattle dentist George Knutson saying, keep at the flossing. Thanks, Doc.
Okay, you betcha. Thanks. Goodbye.
Appreciate it. Again, the federal government dropping its recommendation, saying the scientific evidence is lacking. Speaking of unscientific, we surveyed you on Twitter for your reaction to today's news. 25% of you summed up your reaction with the word skeptical. You are skeptical, as Dr. Knutson is. Perhaps you're a dedicated flosser. You may be flossing right now. 35% said you're relieved at the news. Maybe you don't floss every day. The biggest number of you, 40%, said the word that best describes your reaction is dancing. You non-flossers, you just got a talking to by Seattle dentist George Knutson.